please utilize whatever supports your practice at the time, this time of reflection and meditation that we'll have tonight. I thought it might be skillful and helpful to continue from what Pam was talking about today in terms of opening the heart center. So please, as you sit here or lie here, however your, whatever form your posture's taken, please begin by sensing your heart center, meaning feeling it or being aware of it. Some people like to put their hand on their heart. That's really also can be very skillful, helpful. And just feel this area of the body that we call the heart center. I often think of the heart center archetypically as the heart of the heart of compassion, the goodness of the heart that is kind and warm and tender and sensitive and caring and open to being touched by suffering, whether it's our suffering or the suffering of others. And of course, you could put your hand on your heart, or you could simply breathe in and out of the heart center, as if the breath can go right there with each in breath and each out breath. And as you're breathing, feeling the heart center, we'll do a little reflection. And the first reflection is to reflect upon something you love, something you care about, something that touches you. And it could be a person that you care about or love, or it could be an animal. We've seen lots of dogs and cats are part of the retreat. Or it could be some animal we haven't seen. We don't have, it could be a bird or a turtle or a fish. Or it could be a plant that you love, a tree, or a bush, or a flower. Or it could be a place that you may love. Some people love the beach. Some people love the mountains. Some people love lakes. Some people love valleys. Some people love the desert. Just bringing to heart and mind something you love, care about, that's important to you. And notice what happens as you bring that to heart and mind. Either the person or the animal, or the place. And feel the love, feel the care, feel the devotion, feel the dedication. Feel the connection. That's all part of the opening of the heart center. Of course, you may think about the person or place or animal or you may see an image, or you could smell the place or the animal or the person. Letting all your senses be open as you reflect on, contemplate what you love. And of course, part of that love may be that you love the Dharma, or you love practice, or you love waking up, or you love being free, or you love being open. Or you love being relaxed. And you have full permission to love whatever it is you might love, whatever it is you might care about. And of course, I've mentioned many different possibilities. So, of course, you can have multiple loves. This is a polyamorous practice we're having here with the heart. The heart can love whatever it wants, as much as it wants. Some people, like myself, have more than one spiritual tradition, and so you may love both of them, or if there are three, you might love three of them. You might love your religion of origin, and you might love Buddhism, or you might love Taoism, or you might love the Diamond Approach, or you might just love God, without any religious context. Simply feeling that which you love, whether it's spiritual or material, or a place, or a person, or an animal, or a thing. Breathing in and out from the heart center, and kind of letting the love saturate your body and being. So although we're focusing, centering on the heart center, we're not limiting the love to that center. It could be everywhere when you feel it. Of course, the Brahma Viharas, the inherent love of the heart, are understood to be boundless. They're unbounded. It's an unbounded love, whether it comes in the form of loving kindness or compassion or delight, joy, or the balanced heart that Pam often talks about as grandmotherly heart. The heart that knows the whole picture and loves it all. That is grandmotherly in the sense of having seen the whole show and loving being here, loving being alive with all its pluses and minuses. And as you sense or feel the love, in whatever way you feel it, trust your own heart. I'm saying many, many, many different potentials and possibilities. Trust your own heartfulness. And however you feel the love, see if you can offer that love in the form of metta, loving kindness to yourself, as if you could send yourself love, as if it could rain down around you and in you, or saturate you, or as if you're bathed in love, or swimming in it. And you're offering your good wishes to yourself. May you be safe, happy, healthy, free. Breathing in and out from the heart center. Or if you're being bathed in love through the bath of love. And offering that love to all of our colleagues, all of our compadres here at this retreat, to all the people that you've seen in the different boxes. Meaning offering it to one another. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May your life be filled with ease and goodness. And in harmony with the boundless nature of this love, this kindness, this joy and equanimity, sending it out in every direction, in this place, where whatever place you're in, whether you're in San Francisco or Santa Cruz or whether you're in Oregon or New Mexico or New Jersey, sending the love out in every direction, touching beings in every realm, in every world, sending our good wishes. May all beings be happy. May all beings be joyful. May all beings be safe. May all beings be free from suffering. May all beings be filled with love, loving kindness, joy, compassion, equanimity. And then feeling free to continue the practice on your own, either using the phrases and doing metta in the way we've been doing it, sending love to yourself or others, someone in particular or everybody, or simply coming back to the heart, breathing in and out of the heart, and resting in the goodness that is part of who and what you are, that is inherent as part of this precious human life. Resting in the heartfulness that sits right here as we sit together in silence for a while. as we come to the end of our formal day of practice, we want to offer the merit of our practice, sending it out in every direction in this world and every world, sending our heartfelt wish for happiness and peace and joy and freedom to all human beings and all non-human beings in this world and every world. May the blessings and goodness that have come to us today go out in every direction, touching beings in every realm. May we all wake up. May we awaken together, realizing the goodness of the Dharma, the goodness of reality, the goodness of our Buddha nature. May all beings be free. Appreciating this time of the retreat. May be very late for some of you. It may be moderately late. If you wish to go to sleep, have a great sleep. May your sleep be quiet and peaceful. And if you want to stay up and practice, please continue. You never know what's going to happen. And every moment is an opportunity to wake up. So if you have energy, please continue. Or if you're sleepy, go to sleep. But if you go to sleep and you wake up early, come into the hall early and start practicing early. When I'm sitting a retreat like you're doing, I'm often, I don't stay up that late, but I get up early and get in there early because it's a good time for me. So please trust your rhythm. Let go of everything else and just keep practicing, whether you're staying up or going to sleep. Either way, make it all practice. And we'll see you tomorrow. We can, yeah, somebody waved, so we can wave. Okay, everybody, sweet dreams.